are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
Why is my name always last on that? Why isn't Ray's name last? Because Ray is never here.
That ain't it. You're going in.
I'm not going in, man. Shout out to Ray, man. We miss you, dog. But you are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. We're your hosts, Will and Wally. Ray, of course, is missing.
Hey, Will T, man. That's what we always do, man.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here are our topics. We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to talk about the Redskins possibly trading Stuart Cravens. At the 10-minute mark, we'll discuss the Washington Redskins wide receiver needs. And finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's up, Lex?
Hey, man, what's going on? How you feeling?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, I mean, I haven't talked to you in a minute. Did you get to see the movie Black Panther?
Come on, man. Listen, I've been under the weather for the last week and a half trying to recover, man. And I went to see Black Panther that Saturday. And, you know, I should have been in bed wrapped up underneath a blanket. But, you know, I couldn't miss that opportunity to see that movie, man, in IMAX, because you know, once that movie, you only rent the movie, goes to that first weekend, and you know, they bring in the next movie to put in IMAX. Mm-hmm. So I gotta see that, and it was a great film, man. I need to go back and see it again, because I was falling asleep, not because I didn't like the movie,
because I was on
heavy doses of medication. So, but the film was great. I'm happy to see that it's over $700 million. It'll be $1 billion before the month is over.
I know, man. It's doing so great, man.
Phenomenal.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that movie. Yeah, man, I saw it too. I want to see it in IMAX. I want to see it again, but I want to see it in IMAX. That's my goal. I saw it regularly. But I saw it in my native wear. You know what I mean? So I'm Nigerian, so I can wear native wear. So I saw it in my native wear.
I didn't wear the African attire that everybody, the native wearing, everybody was wearing. Mm-hmm. But I did go out and buy me a Black Panther t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, I want one too. I do kind of want that too. I want me a... Where'd you get your Black Panther t-shirt at? If you don't feel like telling me.
I got it from the Big and Tall store, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big and tall guy now, so...
Okay. I know they sell t-shirts. I thought they just sold t-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They sell all that.
Okay, I know
they
that.
They sell a lot of Marvel t-shirts.
Oh, I know that. I thought they sold nothing but dress clothes. I used to actually shop there too. I thought there was nothing but dress up clothes. All right, let's get it.
The one that's DXL.
Uh huh.
That one has Polo. Yes, I'm giving Polo endorsement on the radio.
Look at you. I know you are. You're doing work right now, bro.
Polo, Nike. I mean, all the top brands, man, they have all of that. Calvin Klein, all of that. And they definitely have a big selection of t-shirts, too, if you're into the t-shirt collection.
Oh, I love it. All right, let's get to Washington Redskins, man. The Redskins have been reported to be shopping Sua Craven, safety. What do you think this team should do with Sua?
They need to go see if there's a box of great team wear available and try to get him up out of here. No, I'm being serious. I really think, you know, he let us down, you know, when he decided that he was going to retire at 23?
Yeah.
23 years old, he's going to retire after we spent a second round pick on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a general manager or if I'm the Redskins organization, I feel like I would be, I would feel slighted.
I know. And you saying that, Lex, is amazing to me because you said this kid could be Sean Taylor like when we used to talk about it earlier in the preseason about Sua.
Absolutely. I mean, he has tremendous upside. I mean, it's no question. The man can play football. I never ever doubted the football ability. But the other thing that a lot of people just sometimes forget, because of the, you know, everybody get caught up in the athletic ability, but the space upstairs, you know, in their head, just not right. Mm. You know, for him to retire, and that's his right. He can retire any age, you know what I mean? But to retire at 23, that's really tough. I know he had issues with the injuries, but 23 years old, I mean, you can't even sit down and talk to the Redskins organization and say, well, maybe I just, you know, I just need to sit out a couple of games just so I can get my mind right with the, you know, with the concussions. But to just say I'm done completely, that's, you really turned your back on your team, your teammates. And if I'm watching, you know, you don't want that type of culture here in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to get whatever you can at this point, because he's going to do it again to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not us.
He said he's going to do it to somebody. Do it again. So you're now on the side of saying, like, you know, he's so talented, you want to give him a chance because his defense needs all the talent it can get.
If I coach Gruden, I'm not taking that chance because, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't make the playoffs last season. I can't, you know, put my future as a coach in the hands of someone that could at any moment just decide, and he's tired of football. And he's already proven that that's the type of person he is. So I would move on. I would be very reluctant to having him in my camp because of, you know, you don't want that temperament and that type of personality affecting the younger players on the team. So he would be gone.
Mm.
He would be gone. I don't care how talented he is. We already took the L.
That's true. You ain't lying about that. You are listening to All Skills Everything with the Urban Sports Team. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network with us. If he does stay, do you think he could be effective if he does stay?
Well, it just depends again on what type of mental state he's going to be in when he returns.
Mm-hmm.
If he's going to be the guy that we were kind of going and on about his rookie season. You know, we really thought he had the potential to replace a legend like a Sean Taylor. And yeah, he could definitely help. But if he's going to be flaky, then I honestly wouldn't waste my time. And I know people say you give people second chances and things of that nature.
Hmm.
But if you're a coach like Jay Gruden who could possibly lose his job because his team is not winning enough games.
That's a good point.
I wouldn't risk that with a player like Crazy. I would not take that risk.
So what do you think Craven's market is if they wanted to trade him?
Because he just quit, the best I think you could probably ask for is between 5 and 6 round draft pick. But it's definitely going to be a conditional type pick, you know, based on, you know, how he performs. If he performs up to a higher level, then naturally you would want to get maybe, you know, a fourth or third round pick for him. But you're not going to get a second round pick unless you're just dealing with a crazy organization.
Mm.
And I don't even think the Browns, who's one of the craziest organizations, I think, in all of football, I don't even think they would trade a second round or a third round pick for this game.
Interesting. So anyway, so Lex, before we let you go, man, how can folks check your content out on social media, Instagram, you know, Facebook, Twitter, whatever? How can people check your stuff out?
You can check me out. Go to Instagram and Twitter, Lex Diamonds without the A. Right now, you know, we're doing the music. We got Trez Falsetto. He's on the radio, Single Blow. He's doing all right in the Carolinas. Playing on the radio in 5 markets right now. So that's the move, man. CIAA this week.
Oh, yeah.
Virginia State can win that crown.
Hey, I told you that the link you sent us, you know, that joint was hot. Let me tell you, that joint was hot.
What was that?
That song you sent us. You sent me and Ray.
Oh.
That thing was hot.
Yeah.
That thing was hot. Can you tell the people about that track?
Well, the song is called Blow. By Trez Falsetto featuring Swift, who's a hip hop artist under Epic Records.
All right.
It's produced by Crazy Figs and mixed and mastered by Sam Harmonix. Check those guys out, Sam Harmonix and Transport Center. These guys are up and coming, big time artists. So look out for those guys.
And also, can you tell folks about what you do on the Heritage Sports Radio Network, man? I want to make sure everybody know about you, man.
Hey, we got the college season coming to a close. The tournament is this week. CIAA. Like I said, I'm done in the weather, so I won't be participating in any games this weekend.
Okay.
But I will be in Charlotte, and checking out the different basketball. The local basketball games, Bowie State, the women, they did win their first game. So, going to support my alma mater. The CIAA tournament, if you've never been, is one of the best sporting events, I think, in this country. Right behind, the Super Bowl, NCAA Final Four, mm-hmm. which is in jeopardy.
Yeah, I know, right? We talked about that.
Sean Miller.
I know.
And the rest of those college coaches
and the FBI.
That's
and the FBI and the FBI for being pressed. They need to leave that thing alone. We saw blue chips. We already know this goes on. We know this already. They need to stop it.
Right. Yeah. So it's one of the top sporting events in the country. So if you've never been, you should come. Take your family. It's a great family oriented tournament.
All right, well, Lex, man, thank you, man. We appreciate you, bro. You know we always do. Thanks for being on, man.
Hey, thank you, guys. You have a great day.
Same here, Lex, man. Again, man, that is Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. As you know, man, Lex is doing big things popping for Lex Diamonds, man. He's an awesome cat. But the Redskins need a number one wide receiver. We'll talk about their options after the break. You're listening to Oscars Everything for Ages. You dig? Deuces.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Solon Sports, 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, what shouts you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your...
I'm listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally, here my boy Will T. Ray's out. All right, the Washington Redskins need another playmaking wide receiver.
What else is new?
Who do you think this team should target? And there's a bunch of free agent wide receivers out there.
I'm not going to lie to you and say that I've been keeping abreast of all the free agent wide receivers. I know that Jarvis Landry was a guy who was franchise tagged mm-hmm. by the Miami Dolphins. There's a 6'5 guy who people says is a freak of nature who's going to be a free agent.
Who?
Terrell Pryor.
You know what? I'm the only, I guess, Redskin fan that is not object to that.
I don't look. Here's the thing.
Can I say this point?
Go ahead.
He had a good season in Cleveland. This is my thing. One bad year doesn't put out your whole career. You know what I mean? Like one bad season doesn't identify you as a bad player.
Yeah, I think. All of us in life, if we were ever just judged on our bad deeds or a bad mishap
mm-hmm.
or, or on a work performance on one isolated bad, or a bad year or a bad couple months,
mm-hmm.
none of us would be employed. None of us would be have much job security. Mm-hmm. But Terrell, he has this going for him. What, he's 26, 27?
He's young.
He's very young. With Alex Smith in.
Yeah, it's got
maybe
speed.
He has speed. Maybe he can build a rapport with Alex Smith, a far more veteran quarterback.
There you go.
You bring in, I don't know what other guys are out there.
Allen Robinson. These are the top individuals out there. Allen Robinson. You got Marquise Lee. You have Paul Richardson from Seattle. You got Sammy Walker Jr.
Paul Richardson's an interesting guy because he's like 6'4". He has the height that you're looking for.
Dante Moncrief.
Dante Moncrief's a guy who didn't have Andrew Luck. Yeah. When Andrew Luck was there, he had had decent numbers.
Eric Decker.
Pass.
Exactly. Albert Wilson, who played for the Chiefs.
Albert Wilson, I'm going to pass on
John
that
Brown,
one.
Who played for the who played for the Cardinals.
Speedster, that's something that you would definitely want to look into.
Kendall Wright from the Bears.
Pass.
Taylor Gabriel from the Falcons, Ray's Falcons.
He's one of those. I think you have a guy in Jamison Crowder who's similar, who can do some of the things that Taylor Gabriel can do. So I would pass on that one also.
George is talking about George is saying there's a lot of talk about Albert Wilson for the Kansas City Chiefs.
There's a lot of talk about Albert Wilson.
Coming to D.C.?
I mean, Alex Smith will be comfortable with him. He has a rapport with him.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a possibility. A guy who I didn't give a comment, who you named, Sammy Watkins Jr.
That's the one I want. I think he's beating.
I mean, he's young. He's like Terrell Pryor, right? He's young, hasn't lived up to his full
potential. His full potential yet. Yeah.
So he could be an interesting signing, but I know a lot that's not going to be popular. If I was a Washington fan, at a reduced price, a Terrell Pryor,
he's going to be cheaper.
I would. I'm not going to say he would be my one or he would be my two.
But you bring him back in.
But I would bring him back into the fold. Now, unless there's something that went on and within that locker room or within the organization and his connection with the coaches that they feel as if he's not salvageable. Uh-huh. But I don't understand. I don't see why you wouldn't at least give him a chance if you can get him on the cheap.
This is my thing. Wizards up 14-0 against the Milwaukee Bucks. My thing about Terrell Pryor is that we saw him against the Skins a couple seasons ago going against Josh Norman. Josh Norman at that was playing the quarterback position at a high level, and Terrell Pryor gave Josh Norman the business. That's not a bum. Let that be known. A bum does not give Josh Norman the business. All right? Josh Norman is not a sorry cornerback. He's one of the best cornerbacks in football.
He had an off year, what some people would say is an off
year. Last year, but the year before last, he played at a high level.
Absolutely.
And Terrell Pryor gave him the business. That's one of the main reasons why they went out and signed Terrell Pryor. So when you could beat a guy like Josh Norman when healthy, that means you have talent. So I wouldn't ignore, like other fans, I wouldn't ignore the idea to re-sign a Terrell Pryor. Now, personally, I would take Sammy Watkins Jr. because A, in L.A., he played a similar offense with Sean McVay, who was the offensive coordinator here in D.C., and what how Sean McVay used Sammy Watkins Jr. was the way that DeSean Jackson was used here. He was a guy that they went deep with, and he opened up everything up for Cooper Kupp and the other wide receiver, his number 17 for the Rams.
Not Marquise Goodwin. Robert Woods.
Robert Woods. Thank you, Robert Woods. So I think you bring him here in this situation. You got Terrell. Now you have Dotson who can just run up. Dotson who can run the intermediate routes. You have Sammy Watkins Jr. who can stretch it deep, and then you have Jameson Crowder who struggled from the slot position without having DeSean Jackson.
I mean, look, what you don't want to do is you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're drafting another wide receiver,
which is not
Calvin Ridley from Alabama. Mm-hmm. Some people have told me that's a guy who's projected to go around that area for Washington.
Alabama wide receivers are good, though.
They are, but I don't think you want to spend another first round draft pick on a wide receiver.
All right, on Facebook, my man Kevin Sample said Robinson, Allen Robinson. I mean, Allen Robinson is a stud. He's number one wide receiver. He's coming off an ACL injury, though.
Yeah, that would scare me.
That would, yeah. I mean, talented kid. My man Greg Lancaster says, depends on the price and how it affects the team's salary cap if they would get any wide receiver. I think they need a wide receiver. I don't think it's depending on the price. I think they need a wide receiver.
Yeah, you definitely need, or maybe there's a trade option that's out there that we haven't heard that maybe Washington explores.
That's true. And at on Twitter at DMV Sports 2015 says Paul Richardson. Paul now. Richardson is fast. He's a fast
Paul
guy.
Paul Richardson
and tall.
Fast, tall, big receiver. Mm-hmm. Out of all the options you named, I think I like his upside.
You like Paul Richardson's upside?
Yeah.
He's a guy who can stretch the field, and they need a guy who can stretch the field. I mean, that's what this offense needs. But again, I mean, I'm all for this team going out and getting my man Sammy Watkins. I love him at Clemson. I just think he's a physical wide receiver who's fast, and is a guy that you can run a screen pass, you can take it to the house because he's a guy that's hard to bring down. But anyway, Will T, it's about time to come to break. Up next, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
Call it how it is. Hit it. Your mentor, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. Yo. Percocet. Miley Percocet. Percocet. Miley Percocet. Represent. Gotta represent. Gang. Chasing shit. Never chasing. I'm chasing no.
Listen to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. We deeply appreciate it. It's like I said before the break, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us, leave us a message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. Or you can tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or leave us a comment on our Facebook page, the Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We don't have any calls this week, but we do have tweets. My man on Twitter, Liv1 said, This is referring to Sua Cravens. He said if Sua Cravens comes back, he definitely is going to play behind the best safety on the team, Fish Smithson. Man, you love Fish, man. I hope Fish gets the opportunity. I do want Sua to come back. I think Sua's talented. I think Sua could be a game changer if he comes back on this team. If he can't come back and play the high, if he feels like he doesn't have the heart to be a Washington Redskin, then yeah, get rid of him. But I would be cool with keeping Sua Cravens. On Facebook, about the Redskins options on wide receiver, we have a couple of Facebook comments. My man Brandon Curry said, get Allen Robinson and trade for Landry. I'm not trading for Landry. He got franchise. I'm not taking a draft pick. I do like Allen Robinson. I would definitely take a look at Allen Robinson. James Guntile said Taylor Gabriel, Mike Wallace, or Dante Moncrief. He signs a 1-year prove it deal. Don't need Landry, slot receiver with same skill as Jameson Crowder, which I agree. Or Sammy Watkins Jr., they will cost too much in a trade or signing. Allen Robinson would be a nice choice, but I heard recently that the Jacksonville Jaguars is prepared to give him $11 to $12 million per year, which would also put him out. My man Sean Gardner on Facebook as well said Sammy Watkins Jr. And Edgar on Facebook has a gift of Bryant from the Pittsburgh Steelers, the wide receiver. I like Bryant. I think he's a very talented guy, explosive. I think he definitely could be a guy that the Redskins could target. I just wouldn't trade for him. But thanks for the Facebook comments and tweets. We appreciate it. Continue to listen to the show. continue to be a part of That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Again, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 Hopewell, Virginia for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Lead us out, big homie.